This is a re-recording of this morning's post-Shacharis shir. The recorder didn't work properly during the live shir. During the month of Elul, we're discussing a different perek or a different pasuk of tshuva each day, and what aspects or elements of tshuva this pasuk contains. The very famous beginning of the 14th perek of Hosea lends Shabbos tshuva its nickname, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Ba'avonecha. Hosea announces that the Jewish people, collectively, nationally, should begin the process of tshuva. One very notable aspect of the pasuk is a reminder that tshuva is not improvement, moral inventory, personality transformation, though it includes and must include all of them. The ultimate ends or target of tshuva is to restore a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has been adversely affected by sin. Hashem's presence does not admit or allow moral failure, sin, criminal behavior. Hashem is tamim. Hashem is emes. And when we sin, we sever ourselves or we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no state of human condition can be a greater punishment than the state of distance and alienation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tshuva is an attempt to restitch and rebuild that relationship, literally to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And too often, we misinterpret tshuva as we attribute it to the methodologies of tshuva rather than the purpose of tshuva. The methodologies may be personality transformation, they may be character change, they may be improvement, moral behavior, cheshbon nefesh, but the goal and the end point is to restore that proximity with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara in Yomo, Daf Pei Vav, quotes this pasuk in a very famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Kisei HaKavod, the purpose of tshuva, is to reach, literally, to nestle yourself within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. And the Rambam quotes this pasuk as one of the many pasukim from Tanakh he cites to highlight the purpose of tshuva, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second notable issue of the pasuk is the employment of the term Ki Chashalta Ba'avonecha. On the one hand, Kishalta, Kishalom, means someone falling. And you fall when you hit an obstacle, or you trip. And sometimes the image of falling reminds us that our chatayim are not always based on criminal intent and predetermined activity, but simply because we allow forces in our life, natural forces. When someone falls, they're not throwing themselves on the ground. They're just losing their balance, losing their equilibrium, and then allowing gravity to exert its influence on you. Sometimes when we sin, we actually actively, proactively perform or disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we just lose our resolve, our conviction, our equilibrium, our ability to withstand the pressures in our life, the natural forces, the social forces, the psychological forces that exist naturally and we're meant to oppose or counteract. And Kishalom, falling, captures this abdication of control and subjecting ourselves to the external forces, of which gravity is a metaphor. So when we fall, which of course is a great metaphor for moral failure, when man falls, sometimes it's literally falling, not because he throws himself or actively chooses negative behavior. So Hosea is reminding us that we are fallen and we must regenerate some of that oppositional will and discipline and moral willpower to oppose the gravitational forces in our lives. But he also softens the process of tshuva, or at least softens human perception about what tshuva is. The person can, when they fail morally, can fall into despair, frustration, guilt, hopelessness. The Medrash says that Yirmiya refers to chet as a fall. Yidchu v'naflu ba. Amos refers to it as a fall. Nafla lo tosif. But Hosea softens the language. Hosea asosam mitukela. So you didn't fall, you just tripped. You're not on the ground, you just tripped over an obstacle. Ki chashalta. Which means he's urging us to get back up and to continue the journey. And so much of Avodas Hashem is our resilience when we fail, as we inevitably will. Adam ein sadik baretz, asher ya'ase tov v'lo yecheta. We'll all fall at some point. How do we pick ourselves back up? And in some ways, that's latent in a very, very short but important word in this pasuk, ki. The word ki on the one hand suggests causality, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta, because you have fallen and you have tripped. Now the process of tshuva must be instigated. Had you not tripped or fallen, tshuva may not have been necessary. But the word ki oftentimes means despite. Ashira Lashem, ki ga'oga'a. I want to praise Hashem because he's so vaunted. And despite the fact that he's so vaunted and transcendent, I also want to praise him and try to capture him in poetry. V'salachta la'avoni, David HaMelech says, ki ravhu, please forgive my sin, despite the fact that it's so overwhelming. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Bavonecha. You may feel sullen, you may feel lost, you may despair, you may want to give up hope. Despite that fact, Ki Chashalta. Even though you feel that way, return to Hashem. The road is open, the invitation is extended, you haven't fallen, you've tripped. Ki Chashalta, not Ki Nafalta, but Ki Chashalta. You may still be able to right yourself even before you fall. You're just in the process of tripping. Sometimes when we nip these experiences in the bud, it's easier to recover. You're not yet fallen. You're just tripped up. Put yourself back together. It's not intrinsic. It's merely an external fall, an obstacle that caused you to lose your balance. So there are three notable aspects of this pasuk. In the beginning of Hoshea, Perek Yud Dalet, which lends Shabbos Tshuva its famous name. Number one, the reminder that tshuva is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, the fact that sometimes it's about external pressures exerting influence on us without sufficient opposition and resistance. Number three, it's not an nefilah, it's a kishalom, ki chashalta, return to Hashem.